I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, May 5th. There will be a Flag Day parade in Quincy this year, but it will look a little different due to the pandemic. Mayor Thomas Koch has announced that the parade will be held on Saturday, June 12th, along the traditional parade route on Hancock Street and Marymount Parkway, instead of a flag-raising and fireworks ceremony at Pageant Field. After the parade, fireworks will be launched from Quincy Bay. The Quincy City Council wants an update from the administration on a plan to establish a mayoral commission to study whether Quincy needs a new Department of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. Mayor Thomas Koch said he would establish that commission after the City Council had called for a new department with a new director to address equity issues. Koch declined to fund that new department, but agreed to establish the commission. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says a proposal to have Quincy College join the state community college system or become its own community college is nothing new. City Council this week passed a resolution calling on the College Board of Governors to look into the community college system. Koch is seeking approval to get a new home for Quincy College created in Quincy Center that could cost $100 million. 56-year-old Christopher Pye of Quincy is charged with trying to stab another man in Quincy Center Monday afternoon. Police say Pye assaulted the victim with a 5-inch folding knife. The victim was not injured. Pye faces charges of assault by means of a dangerous weapon. The Dorothy Quincy Homestead in Quincy will reopen for the season on May 15th. The season will only feature outdoor activities this season due to the pandemic. The homestead did not hold any activities last year. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, May 5th.